My name is Jim Behoosh, and welcome to the Sustainable House Sketchbook, dedicated to sharing information to make our existing or new houses more comfortable, healthier, and efficient. There are very few things that most of us are ever likely to buy that cost more than a house. There are also very few things that most of us are ever likely to buy that we can live in. Not only can we sleep and eat and bathe and raise families and have parties in them, but when we're done with them, more often than not, we can sell them for more than we bought them for. Or we can pass them along to our kids so they can sleep and eat and bathe and raise their own families and have parties in them. So it's true that they can be crazy expensive and challenging to figure out how to buy. It's also true that in the long run, they can make great financial sense. So how do you swing it initially? First, when you're looking at houses, look at more than just the price. Weigh in the monthly expenses as well. I was talking with a realtor this past week. They have a mobile home in good shape for sale in interior Waldo County. The price is $50,000. Great, right? It's in a park, and the rent is just under $400 a month. Figuring in the other monthly costs, the mortgage on it is the same as a home selling for $110,000. And mobiles are not known for holding their value well over time. Always look at heating cost. A well-insulated home will be less expensive and more comfortable to live in. I feel pretty confident that unless you have the skill to build your own house, a comparable existing home will be more affordable. Perhaps the largest driving force for the price of homes is location. If you have a modest budget and are only looking at waterfront homes in Camden, you're not likely to have much luck. But if you take your modest budget and say, okay, I'm going to look for a town I can afford. I'm going to get involved in the community and build a life there. You may have quite a bit more luck. An example might be Waterville. You can buy a lovely in-city home for $75,000. The project I'm just wrapping up is in Unity. I ended up liking Unity so much, I plan on staying. Other towns that come to mind are Stockton Springs and Bucksport. Your positive contribution to wherever you call home will help improve the situation for everyone. Have some information you'd like to share on the Sustainable House Sketchbook? Send an email to info@weru.org with house in the subject line.